Okay, continuing on that same theme.
Yep.
And I have to respect your opinion on that one. As far as the elk is concerned, it was a close shot, and hey, everybody screwed up. I've screwed up. Anybody that hasn't screwed up, you know, is lying. And I agree with you there. But let's talk about your caribou hunt.
Okay. The one nobody likes?
Yeah, the one nobody
okay.
likes.
Ask me about it.
And you go on at the beginning of the show talking about how, because you're hunting the hard way with a traditional bow, you have to take very short, close-range shots within your proficiency range. You have to have good angles and things like that. 20 minutes later into your show, and you're flinging arrows at caribou with absolutely no chance of killing those, in my opinion. So what message are you sending then?
Well, that's a good point. Number one, you're wrong. I wasn't flinging at arrows at anything. I practice a lot at long distance. I've got 20 animals in my my ranger in Colorado. When I release an arrow, I know I can make the shot. Were the shots too long? Yes, they were. Should I have taken the shots? At the time, I thought I should, but no, I shouldn't have. And can you accuse me of shooting too long? Absolutely. Was I wrong? I think I was, but at the time it felt right, and at the time I knew I could make the shot. And one thing about the camera, I'm not looking for any excuses, by the way, nor am I looking for any scapegoat, but I can tell you that the camera makes, depending what lens it is, these shots look much longer than they are. That being said, what message was I giving? Probably the wrong message at the time. But I'm not asking for sympathy from anyone, and including you, Pat. But what I am saying is, all of us on a hunt, when it's windy and it's cold and you're exhausted and you've worked so hard and you finally get a shot, sometimes you make the wrong judgment. And in many cases, I did. However, I did have a couple very good shots on that show. But I take the criticism as a man, and I agree with the criticism in that particular show. But keep in mind, I have been kneeling and missed a bull moose at 15 yards with a longbow. 15 yards! I mean, his snot was almost on my shoe, and my head was wrong, my angle was wrong, and I shot over his back. So, you know, I know what missing is all about.
Now, on that same... Let's take that one step further. So I hear you that you think that you made a mistake, you shot too long. The other night I was watching Versus, and they had your turkey hunt on. And you
correct.
Did, and you did the same thing on your turkey hunt.
Absolutely. I disagree 100%. On the turkey show, I came unrattled. On the turkey show, I've never seen so many turkeys in my life. And those shots were not as long as people think. And, you know, I was not shooting in a flock at any time at turkeys. I was picking out a turkey and shooting. And by the way, I missed four or five birds by inches. But, you know, it's very interesting, everyone. You know, you hunt with a longbow, you hunt with a wooden arrow. I don't know how many hunters you know, but the greatest, you know, new wave society hunter is that hunter who never releases an arrow unless he knows he's absolutely perfect. But in the real world of hunting, he never shoots anything. He never goes anywhere. I thought those were legitimate shots. I've been hunting turkeys, by the way, for something like 10 years. And I can't give my latest show away. But one of these days, I'm going to get one. So I disagree with you on that on that show.
So you felt confident making a shot at a running turkey at even 20 yards?
Well, no. You know, do I feel confident? I shoot basketballs rolling all the time. I have two deer targets on cables. I mean, that's a very good question you bring up, Pat, and I don't mind that at the end of this question, if I'm the brunt of it. One question has to be asked. You feel confident? At what stage are you confident? At what stage do you know? How does one get better unless one starts to push the envelope? How does one ever shoot anything out of the air unless you do it? How do you move your yardage up from 20 yards to 30 yards to 40 yards unless you do it? How can you ever make a 60-yard shot with a compound unless you try? And at some time in your life, there's going to be a live animal at a yardage that you've shot at a target before, and you have to ask yourself, can you hit it? Do you know that you can do it? And the answer for me is yes, because I've done it, and I shoot a lot. But it doesn't always work out. And, you know, every single time I pull that bow back, I believe my arrow is going to strike its target from the bottom of my heart. Maybe it is that everybody on the bow sight is just a better hunter, a better ethical hunter, smarter, better looking, stronger, younger, and that I'm just an absolute dinosaur and the antichrist of bow hunting. But I really don't think so.